This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
The best laid plans. I'm Joe Mesquite, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I always appreciate you by my side listening to the show, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they got to make these power switches bigger so you can actually see them, right? Because it doesn't do me any good. If you can't see them, it doesn't do me any good. Anyway, I'm Joe Mesquite, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE. If you want to be part of the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can, I don't know, you can do all kinds of fun stuff up there. The chat room has smarter people than I in it, always, every night. Kind of embarrassing. I'm telling you, if you listen to the conversation, if you watch what they're writing, you'll see they are smarter than I am. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, you know, we have had the Black Lives Matter out in force for the last couple of days. We have had all kinds of nasties written on what is it, the Facebook thing there? Social media. No, seriously, it's gotten out of hand. I'm sorry. Look, I'm into protesting. I'm okay with the protesting. Right? But it's got to be civil, insane protesting. Seriously, yeah. If you want to head over to the website, therealside.com. Wait a minute. I don't know about all that social media thing. We are for the first time, I hope, broadcasting live on Facebook as well. All new Facebook stuff that's going on. And so I guess you can comment on that as it's moving along. So you have several places, several outlets to let it go. You know what I'm saying? But back to my Black Lives Matter stuff. Now listen, here's my issue, my headache, whatever you want to call it, with what's going on around the country with Black Lives Matter. Disrupting, stopping the freeway isn't helping your cause. No, seriously. Becoming thugs everywhere, it isn't helping your cause. And when you strictly blame it on white folks, when you strictly blame it on white police officers as to what's going on in your world, you're being disingenuous. You're not being honest about it. Now, you can put your rocks down because I've been perusing and scouring all over Facebook and other places looking for other... Some of you guys call yourselves African-American. Some of you call yourselves black. And what I'm going to tell you, you're not going to want to hear it. There are plenty of people in that community coming out and saying, wait a minute. It's not just about the black community. I mean, the white cops. It's about the black community and how we handle ourselves and how we deal with things and how we deal with our situations. Look, whether you want to hear it or not, I grew up in a hardcore Italian neighborhood of Boston. I mean, hardcore, mafia-infested Italian section of Boston. I know some of the people from there are not going to like it. They're not going to be very happy with me. Get over yourselves, you know? But here's the deal. You watch you watch people get killed. You watch people oppress their own. Look, the mafia guys back then were all Italian. Sicilian, excuse me. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm in enough trouble as it is already. But they were all, every one of them, they were all Italians. And do you know who they were pressing? Do you know who they were beating on? Other Italians. Seriously. So when we start talking about what's going on in the black community, right, it only follows suit. And I don't understand you people who do not want to talk about the truth. You do not want to deal with the truth of the situation. I know, it's kind of uncomfortable. So what I did was I re-recorded, because we can't use some of the terminologies we cannot use on live radio. For some of you who are kind of confused, this is not just a blog cast. We go out on quite a few radio stations. If you want to check out the show, you head over to therealside.com. You can find stations and times and all that other fun stuff up there. You can find out more about the show, more about me and the stations that it's on. So I went through and recorded some of the conversations that were being had on Facebook. And I'm going to play them throughout the first hour, maybe even the first, second hour. I haven't decided yet. But if this is that important. And while we're working this, I want you to think about a couple of things. And you'll hear this. And this, you know, these are FBI stats. These are not Joe Messina stats or the real side stats. So, you know, let's push back on some reality here, right? So you've got 52% of the murders in this country are considered by, are done by black Americans or before or whatever, by black Americans. But we don't even know if they're American. Some of them are here illegally. Yeah, because illegals come in all colors, sizes, shapes, and ethnicities. Okay, so we'll say 52% of all murders are done by the black community. How's that? Yeah, blacks only represent 13% of all the people in the United States. Now, you heard a number earlier, and I'm going to go through some of these numbers here as we progress, but blacks have pulled over at a rate of, I didn't write it down, it went by too fast, but 6 or 7 to 1. I mean, they are pulled over much more than white people are. Yet, more white people are killed by cops than black people are. So black people are pulled over more often than whites. But whites are killed more often than blacks. Go figure that one out. Now, ponder on that while we go to break. When we come back, got a lot more going on. Tonight, it is all about Black Lives Matter. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm...
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-4463. Thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it when you're with me. Now, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do over there. Now, listen up. If you're trying to get the show on Facebook, and I don't know how you know it, go to my Real Side page. Do not go to my personal page. I try not to do any political stuff on my personal page. I don't always win, but I try. So if you're looking for a live there, otherwise, if you go to the website, it's all over the website. You can't miss it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back to doing the right thing here. Look, tonight we're going to talk a lot about Black Lives Matter. We're going to be all over the place about Black Lives Matter. And I have pulled stats from the FBI. I pulled stats from articles, no, not articles from the Huffington Post, but from government agencies. And no, I didn't pull articles from Fox News, because now that wouldn't be the right thing to do, would it? But here's the deal. This rhetoric that's been thrown around, these lies that are being perpetuated by BLM and others, are just wrong. Listen, I understand they're upset. But, you know, part of this is the media doesn't cover this stuff at all. When an unarmed white person or other, unless it's an illegal, but when an unarmed white person is shot by cops, you don't hear that. You don't see that. The news doesn't cover that. It's not sexy. Right? I know, you know, well, killing is not sexy, Joe. No kidding. But it doesn't sell papers when white guys get shot. It doesn't raise their social media status when a white guy gets shot, or anybody else for that matter. There are a lot of things that the news sources now hide to help the administration. This is just nuts. You know, what if we went a whole week? What if the news people went a whole week reporting for real? Everybody that will have a whole week of nothing but reporting who was shot by the cops, you know, unarmed. You could do color, you could do age, where they live, the whole nine yards. What do you think of that? I think that would be great. You know, last weekend alone, Chicago pumped it up again. Was that nice of them? No, really. If it wasn't for them, I don't know what would we talk about. So last weekend, the violence pushed the number of people shot in Chicago. I like how I did. I kind of used their accent. Right? It pushed it up to 2,100. 2,100 people shot in a city that has the toughest gun laws in the state. And I'm sorry, did Mr. Obama go there? Did Jackson show up? What about, what's the other fool's name? Sharpton. Did he show up there? I guess there's no money in it. Getting shot in Chicago is, what's sad about it is it's not newsworthy anymore. Think about that. So weekend gun violence pushed the number of people shot in the city this year to around 2,100. That's about 700 more than this time last year. How are those tougher gun laws working out for you? A total of 43 people were shot in the city over the weekend, four of them fatally. And you know what? Most of the time, yeah, it's black-on-black killing, but let's get past that for a minute. Most of the time, it's innocent people who are sleeping in their beds, sitting on their front porch, minding their own business. Kids that are inside the house doing their homework. You know, I remember when we were kids, if there was something going on around town, they'd say, let's get in the house, lock the doors. We can't hide in the house from a bullet. That's apparent. You can find that out just by looking at the numbers in Chicago. But think about something here. 43 people were shot over the weekend. 19 of them were in an 11-hour stretch from Friday night to Saturday morning. They must really party there on Friday nights, I guess. Right? Two men wounded on a crowded sidewalk right outside the Taco. Guys just trying to go get something to eat. A 21-year-old man was killed, and a 15-year-old boy was wounded as they played basketball. Just simply playing basketball, out having a good time doing nothing. What is it with you thugs? You got to kill the good people, right? You got to kill the ones that aren't causing problems. What are you jealous or you're mad that you can't control yourselves and they can? What is it? And don't give me that upbringing stuff, because a lot of us were brought up in such a fashion. We should be doing the same things that we're not. Between Friday and Saturday morning, two men died and at least 17 others were wounded. Another man was killed. 15 people were hurt from Saturday morning to early Sunday. A fourth man was killed and seven were wounded in shootings Sunday afternoon and evening. At least they took the morning off, right? Maybe some of those guys were going to church. I don't know. The mafia guys used to go to church all the time. I saw them there. So far this year, there have been 344 homicides in Chicago. That's 102 more than last time. How many times has President Obama visited Chicago along with his two lackeys, Sharpton and Jackson? Yeah, you got it. That's right. You don't even have to use any fingers or toes. None. Where's his outcry? He's full of garbage. He doesn't care. If he cared about Americans, and he cared about Americans losing their lives, there's a lot of things he wouldn't be doing, but partly, if he cared about his own community. And don't give me that, he was trying to be impartial. I don't want to hear that stuff. He is a black man that is the president of these United States. He could be not just a role model, but he could be out there influencing people to get out there and help clean up those neighborhoods. It's not impossible to do. It's been done before. I don't believe he wants to fix the issue. I'm sorry, I just don't. Because if he really loved the people, if he really loved those young kids, the things he could do to fix it for them. I wouldn't put, you know what, I wouldn't put a nickel in the hands of those, the electeds out there in Chicago. Not a nickel. I'd send, this would be one time where I'd send my own task force in to clean things up. I'd look at Al Sharpton and say, look, you got 4 years, okay, to clean up that mess in Chicago. You and Jackson need to get off your butts and help clean that place up, or else, you know, all that tax money you owe, you will go to jail for it. Since we ain't going to get that from you, you're going to work it off. Yeah, I know. It just makes me nuts. I got to get some oxygen, probably a glass of water or something. We'll be back right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We need some happy music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you want stations, times, that kind of thing, always, always, always easy. Easy. It's easy. Head up to the website. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there on the website site, and I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me, you spend on the show. Okay. That's kind of weird. That you spend with me on the show, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tonight, it's all about Black Lives Mattering or not. It just depends to who. And if you missed the first segment, with all due respect, although I don't know how much he actually reserved. See, I respect the office of the presidency. I don't think you have to respect the person sitting in the chair, as I was taught by the Democrats when George W. Bush was in there. There was no respect for that chair then, or that president. You like forget how quickly they have forgotten the nasties they said about that man, and the pictures that were drawn. You know what was really funny was, remember when they had those caricature pictures of Obalemo? They had him up there with the big ears. You know, they made him look like a monkey. And everybody said, oh, it's because he's black. So when they made the big ears, the pictures of the big ears, and they made George W. look like a monkey, why was that? I'm just curious. There was no reason behind it. They were making fun of a man. They weren't making fun of a color. Come on. Let's try to bring our IQs up just a tad, don't you think? All right. So, you know, we're talking about Black Lives Matter. Like I said, I'm going to play a couple of clips here tonight. From black people. Yes, see, they're not African Americans to me, and I've been told in email and even on air by people, African Americans, black Americans, whatever you want to call them, that one guy said, I'm not African American. Stop calling me that. My people are from Belize. You have people from Jamaica. I got news for you. You got black people from Sicily. So they're not all African Americans. You need to stop doing that. And it isn't that hard. So I'll come back with the stats here a little bit because you know, it is about the numbers. Now, nobody wants to hear about the numbers. But it is about the numbers. Because, you know, it's really funny how they want to beat us up with stats, but only their stats. Only if they fit their narrative. I'm saying you should be grabbing statistics from the FBI and shove those statistics in their face so they can actually see what's going on. Now, the first fellow I'm going to, you know, I don't even know what his name is. I'll look for his name while the clip is playing. But what's funny is that you could tell, like me, he must be Italian. Yeah, there are black, there are black Italians, or Italians that happen to be black. Man, when I was a kid, my early 20s, I found out that I was a kid mentally. In my early 20s, when I found out that there were Jewish Italians, that was a surprise. I thought every Italian was born Catholic. I didn't know that there were Jewish Italians. And atheists. I knew a couple of Italians that were atheists. That was a shock to my system. But again, I want to get down to what you're seeing happening out there. And the community itself. You know, again, when I grew up, we'll talk about this later on, but when I grew up in a community that was 101% Italian. There were nothing but Italians there. And guess what? The crime was committed 110% of the time by Italians. Those racist cops. I can't believe they went looking for Italians to pin all that on. What do you think? Let's take a listen.
First and foremost, my condolences to Alton Sterling's family. My condolences. What I'm about to say is not...
You know, that's something we need to keep in mind. I don't care how bad the guy was, right? I mean, unless he was reaching for the cop's gun, and we don't know all of that yet. Or unless he had his gun up to the cop's head. I mean, dying like that is tough. But I want you to hear from their community. I want you to hear what their community has to say, right, about what's going on in their community. So as I've been told plenty of times, because I'm a white male, I have no business. See, this is you guys in the left can be so hypocritical sometimes. Because here it is. You tell me I have no business about talking about black Americans or black people in America. Because why? Look at me. Because I'm pasty white. But you pasty white people are out there at BLM signs, and you have a right. See, so you have a right to do it when it fits your narrative. But if it doesn't, then I don't. That's called hypocrisy.
Not politically correct. It is not for the soft and the weak-minded and the SOS, the stuck on the stupid. But why is...
All right, so here's the deal with this guy. He's in his car. That's why it sounds a little weird. All right? Maybe he can't do it at work or whatever, but he's in his car. Give him a listen.
Is it? And I've been saying this for years. So don't get up on here, and I know it's all going to come, but still, I'm strong, I'm thick-skinned, and it does not matter. You Uncle Tom, you sellout nigga, you ain't nothing but a punk, you ain't nothing but a buster. Let me explain something to you. Why is it, and I have to talk with clarity because there's some SOSs out there. Why is it that a black man's life is only valuable when the police does something? Explain that to me.
Now, let's be clear. This is not a white guy screaming. This is not a Hispanic guy. This is a black guy from the black community that lives in the black community. Take it up with him.
Explain it. How is it that a black man's life is only valuable and it only gets recognition when the police does something? What happened to Alton Sterling happens in your community every single day. Every single day that happens in your community.
And that's Chicago alone.
But it's a problem when the police does something. And I start thinking, and I was asking God, why is it that black people only wake up to their senses when the police does something? And you know what came to me? It's like the word... We use it on each other, and it's okay. But when someone else does it or says it, oh, God, it's a problem. Look how far we've gone.
Now, when you hear the beeps, I shouldn't have to explain this to you. So that I don't get fined and the network doesn't get fined, we've beeped them out. I've done my best. God forbid if I miss one, you have my heartfelt apologies up front. I know the first hour or two of the show is still early, and there might be some young people, but... Forgive me ahead of time, please.
Look how low we've gone. Look how oppressed we are. Look how trapped we are.
And not one time does he blame the white man for this. You can be responsible for your own oppression. You can be responsible for the things going on in your life that are negative. Yeah, you can.
Well, we don't even know what we do to ourselves. Look at us. Look how low we've gotten. The only way a black man's life is valuable when the police does something. When we do it, it's just one less Negro off the street. Explain that to me, you blind sheep. Because until we fix what's wrong with us, this is going to keep happening. Just like I said from years back, it's time for us to wake up, and it starts with us. I've been saying that. I wish any of you would come at me sideways. I'll light you up like the 4th of July. God wants us to wake up and come to our senses. A black man's life is only valuable when the police and white people do something. But when we kill them, one less thing we got to worry about. Let's be real. Jesse Williams at the BET Awards. Brother, let's be real.
Oh, God. You know, I know you guys are going to take this the wrong way, but I'm going to put it out there anyhow. When I was a kid, my mother, at some point in time, she got successful doing hairdressing. So we left the neighborhood we were in for a while. And she was a single mom for a while. And we got a black nanny. Not a nanny, a housekeeper. And the... Yeah. Because we went looking for a black one. No. Right? So, anyhow, we had a black nanny. And every day, pretty much every day, my mother couldn't come home at the time she needed to leave to go take care of her kids. All right? So she'd come over, and she'd clean the house. And if I was home, a half day at school, whatever, I'd go home with her in a heavy black neighborhood. I never thought anything of it. There was no, and that doesn't make me, I'm not trying to say this because it makes me perfect or like I'm not prejudiced or anything. It's just to say, we were just kids playing. I didn't know any different. I ate whatever food was given me, which I'm sure was different than spaghetti and meatballs, right? But all I'm saying is that woman was working a couple different jobs to try to get herself out of poverty. I remember her working with her kids. I remember her sitting her kids down and telling them the only way they're going to get out of the mess that they were in now was that they had to get an education and they had to get a job. I'm wondering if we're still there. That's all. That's all I'm saying. We'll hit a few more on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. The show's all about black lives today. We're going to deal with, do black lives really matter, and to everybody.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Please answer the question.
We need to bring the lights down low, get a couple of big lighters, and a disco ball, right? Oh, no, wrong song. No, that's not disco. What am I asking you for? You're a country girl. I'm Joe Lucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tonight, it's all about whether Black Lives Matter or not. I mean, and, you know, I'm not being funny. I like to be lighthearted about stuff, but not with things like this. And do Black Lives Matter, don't they? Right? What's the deal? Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, you're not technical. I wouldn't play with the technical stuff. Yeah, it's okay. Not bothering me. I'll take it down the next break. How's that? All right. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, see, live rate. That shows you it's live, doesn't it? Because we got stuff falling over. Yeah, here we go. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We're talking about the whether Black Lives Matter or not. Now, you know, I'm not being funny, but you know what I'm being. course Black Lives Matter, but we got to get the numbers in perspective. We can't allow the left to set the narrative. We can't allow them to tell us what the words mean. We can't allow them to take this conversation and run with it. You know, in 2005, the Washington Post launched a real-time database to track fatal police shootings. The project continues this year, and as of Sunday, you ready for this one? 1,502 people have been shot and killed by on-duty police officers since January 1st, 2015. 1,500 lives have been lost. You know why? They were in the act of committing a crime, maybe. Of them, 732 were white and 381 were black. Okay? And 382 were of another or unknown race. How do you not know what race somebody's from? Right? You know, don't start with me. I mean, seriously. I just found out for years they didn't track Hispanics because they couldn't designate a color. You couldn't designate a color? All of a sudden they're brown? I'm just trying to say, have you ever, yeah, no, you know what, I'm going to get emails for this. I just don't care. Have you ever looked at black? I went to church in South Central. Yes, I went to church in South Central L.A. What would you say 7,000-8,000 people there on a Sunday, on the average? And in the sea of blackness, if you would, yeah, there were a couple of us little white folks that stood out. There were a whole, yeah, shut up. There was in that sea of blackness. Now, I remember our pastor doing a series on religion and racism. And he said that some churches teach that black, some, ours never did, but some churches teach that black was the curse in the Bible. I don't believe that. Let's just get that clear, okay? I think that's been, anyway, a segment for another day. So black was the curse in the Bible, right? So, and we've all seen it. So you know what I'm talking about here. So he gets this, his words, not mine at the time, charcoal black brother. And then he gets a chocolate black brother. And then he gets what he called a white toast milk black brother. Okay? We've all seen the color shades. We've all got color shades. White people have color shades. Hispanic, brown people have color shades, right? So he brings him up and he says, and I loved it because it was simple, stupid. The way it should be. He said, so what shade of black is the curse? Help me understand. Because the Bible doesn't use a distinguishing, you know, color scale when it talked about black. And it was a great point to make. I mean, ultimately, we're all the same. And that was a misteaching. That was a bad teaching. And it's still being taught out there by those churches. Okay, it's wrong. How do you like that? And this is my argument about the Muslim community at times. They don't speak out against each other, okay? They don't as a rule. They don't in bigger numbers. I'm speaking out against them. Black is not a curse from a biblical standpoint. It's not. It's a bad heretical teaching, period. We can move on now. Thank you. So, I don't know look, I'm not even black. I should write from the morons that write into me on the email sometimes, I shouldn't even be upset about this. According to you guys, I should be very happy that this is going on. But part of what I'm happy about, it's just like alcoholics. Until you admit, until you know you have a problem and know what your problem is, whether it's drugs or alcohol, you can't fix it. And right now you're out there, you know, the sniper's out there shooting cops. Maybe he, yeah, I know, this is going to take it the wrong way. Maybe he should have hung out in Chicago and taken out a couple of the other thugs. Right? We'd be better off. There'd be less black people, less dead black people. Anyhow. So the Washington Post launched its database. And again, like I said, 1,500 people have been shot, a little over, since January 1st, 2015. 730 were white, 380 were black, and 382 were unidentified. They must have been, you know, aliens from Men in Black 2 or something. Seriously, I just don't get that. How you don't know. Do you know that DNA at least will give them an idea where it came from? I know. We better lock the house up good tonight. According to the most recent census data, there are nearly 160 million more white people in America than there are black people. White people make up roughly 62% of the U.S. population. Now, here's the thing about statistics that I always love. The left feels statistics are absolutes, that there are no variations in them, unless they don't play out the way they want them to play out. So everything has to be the same. So, you know, when you talk about 13%, you got a certain percentage of blacks, then the jail should only have a certain percentage of the blacks. Crime should only be committed by a certain, that same number all the way through. Yeah, I got to be careful. I might get banned from Politicon, apparently. So they take these numbers as absolutes, which is not true, because you might have a higher percentage of people that are bad in a certain group, that commit crime in a certain group, no matter what the percentage numbers of where they are. Like I said about being pulled over. Yes, see, I agree. Blacks are pulled over at a disproportionate number from whites when it comes to police stops and that kind of thing. But guess what? There's more whites shot by a bigger number in those stops. So what does that tell you? I'll tell you what it tells me. Whites are bigger jackwagons than blacks are when it comes to dealing with the police. That's what it tells me. There are almost 700,000 police officers in this country. If what you are trying to spew on the interweb is true, you would have so many more black people dead, young black unarmed men dead. So it's not a true statement. You're jitting up all this hate. You know, I saw a statistic tonight that said we have almost tripled in the last 2 years when it comes to a negative view of race relations in this country. People are more afraid that it's out of control now in the last 2 years than they have been over the last 40 years. And actually, if you look at the chart, things were getting better as the years were going on. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, there are 49% of those who are killed by police officers, African-Americans. Where did I go wrong here? Oh, there it is. White people make up about 63% of the U.S. population, but only about 49% of those who are killed by police officers. And African-Americans, however, account for 24% of those fatally shot and killed by police, despite being just 13% of the U.S. population. But what bothers them is that the numbers aren't the same. So, in other words, of 100 people shot in their mind, come on, give this some thought. Of 100 people shot, if you follow these numbers, you have to have 62% have to be white and 13% have to be black, and apparently the balance has to be unknown, of unknown ethnic origin or something, I don't even know. Aliens, again. So, what's that? Aliens. It has to be aliens. And that can be taken a number of ways. Anyway, so that's the left's mindset. So if those numbers don't match up perfectly, we have a problem. So, I don't know. It makes me nuts. Now they did a study over a shorter period of time, like 90 days. And U.S. police officers had shot and killed exactly the same number of unarmed white people as they were unarmed black people. 50 each. Okay? But because white population is approximately 5 times as great as black population, they take that to mean that more blacks were shot, period. Right? That the cops went out looking for blacks. Now, they couldn't take that to mean that the blacks were committing more crimes in those areas. No. That would be impossible. We can't do that because that's politically incorrect. But it's real and it's true. I'm telling you, this is what we're going to deal with these numbers. We're going to deal with Black Lives Matter tonight. If you don't want to, there's 3,000 other stations out there. I don't know what to tell you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We will be back shortly. Go warm up your coffee. Get a drink. You can microwave a hot dog in about a minute and a half. So don't go far. Really, we're all about BLM tonight. Tell your friends. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.